There's a famous question of the Baal Hamor of, we know we have a concept of Yontif Sheini Shel Golios. Since originally when Makadosh HaPi HaRe'iyah, and they had, we weren't sure what day, so the Gemara talks about in Beya, Rosh Hashanah, Yontif Sheini Shel Golios, either Takana or Minig. So we have a Minig to keep Yontif Sheini. So, because, and that's why Shemini Atzeres, we don't make a bracha, Safek Shvi, Shavek Shemini. So the question is, maybe we don't make a Leshe Basuka, that is. So the question is, why don't we make a bracha when we count Sphira, we should count today is, I'd say today is 9, today is 10. 10 and 11, etc. So the Baal Hamor answers, Einachinami. But the problem is, when you get to the end, it'll be a zilzil to Yom Tov Shavuos. You'll still be counting Svira on Shavuos. So our zilzil yantiv, zilzil to Shavuos, a disgrace to Shavuos, we don't do it. Well, we don't make a leshe basuk on Shemini Atzeret, it'll be a zilzil. That's the famous answer of the Baal Hamor. The Dvar Avraham had the answer when he found out the Baal Hamor had a different one. He backed down, but apparently Rav Soloveitchik met the Dvar Avraham and he shrugged up his answer. But what is his answer? His answer is no. He says you can't count Tzveika Diyoma. Because why? Because by definition a count is Betoris Vaday. I can't say today is either 3 or 4, it's 24 or 25. That's not a count. It's tax season, you have to put numbers in. You can't say, well, either made 100,000 or 200,000, you have to put down a number. So, and he learns that from Asar Abadai, by Maisa Behema, he learns out that by definition you have to count. Has to be a Betoris Vaday. So therefore, that's why you can't do it. And he said when he heard the Baal Hamor, so he backed down. But that was his response. So another potential answer that could have been, which the Mefarshim I didn't see give or not give, is what about the Shai? Are you allowed to make a bracha on something with that? Can I make a bracha and then say, well, today is either 2 or 3? Today is 35. Is that like our tilchas brachas? Is that okay? There seems to be a machlokas with Shlomo Zalman Orabach against the Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Where does it come up? We know Rav Shlomo Zalman Orabach was zocha to be born in Eretz Yisrael and he never left Eretz Yisrael. So someone had a shayla, well, I have a question. He told them he was leaving to go to Chutz Laaretz and learn in Kollel, but he was a little hesitant to tell Rav Shlomo Zalman because he didn't want to tell him he's leaving Eretz Yisrael. But he told him, and Rav Shlomo Zalman said, where are you going? So I think he said, I'm learning in a Kollel in Gibraltar. He said, wow, you know what? He said, I never left to go into Chutz Laaretz. If I did go to Chutz Laaretz, that would be the place I would go. Yeah, why would that be the place you would go? So he says as follows, he says, because the Gemara in Brachas, by Birchas HaShevach, the last Perek of Brachas, talks in Perek HaRoah, discuss different types of Birchas HaShevach. So the Gemara says, when you see Hayam HaGadol, there's a bracha you make on it. So there's a big shaila in the Mefarshim, what is the Yam HaGadol? Is it the Mediterranean Sea, the Mediterranean, or is it the Atlantic Ocean? So if we see the Atlantic or the Mediterranean, we don't make a bracha because it's a suffix. Maybe it means the other one. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, however, there's one place in the world. If you stand on the rock of Gibraltar and you'll see both the Mediterranean and the Atlantic. So he says, Mamanashak, so you're looking at both of them, so even though you don't know which one the bracha is going on, but since it's Vaday being Chal in one of them, to the effort of Rav Shlomo Zalman thinks, it's okay, I'll tell his bracha, so you can make a bracha if you know you're covered, even though you don't know which one. So according to Rosh Hashanah, it should come out that one, in theory, could count if today is two or three. That wouldn't be a problem. Because one is Vaday Rei. However, Rechayim Kanievsky disagrees in the Nacho Esan, and it was like Egla Arufa. It's a whole discussion, halacha of that the town brings down, you make a bracha on the Egla Arufa. So there's a shayla, let's say there are two towns, you don't know which one. So we discuss this, because one town will make the bracha al Tanai for both towns. And they'll say, if it's us, then the bracha is on us, and if it's you, so then it's definitely, one of the two is definitely right. So Rav Chaim says, no, you can't do it, no one can make a bracha, because when you make a bracha, it's got to be with Torah Zvadai, in other words, it has to be, you have to know exactly what is in front of you. So it's clear there seems to be a machokas, Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Chaim Kanievsky, among others. So therefore, according to Rav Chaim, you couldn't count. So according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, you could count, and you come on to the answer to Baal HaMor, or perhaps the Dvar Avram. According to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, that's why no one ever suggested that answer, because that answer has been good, because you make a bracha, you have to know exactly what you're making the bracha, not just the fact that in absolute terms, you know, you're gonna be right. You have two things in front of you, you don't know which one, so he claims you can't make a bracha.